Democrat House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries after second Trump assassination attempt, "We must stop MAGA Republicans." By Alana Mastrangelo on September 15, 2024. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, took to X on Sunday to decry what he called extreme MAGA Republicans, adding, "We must stop them." Notably, Jeffries made this declaration an hour after former President Donald Trump survived a second assassination attempt on his life. Extreme MAGA Republicans are the party of a national abortion ban and Trump's Project 2025, Jeffries said in a Sunday X post, adding, "We must stop them." The Democrat House Minority Leader expressed these sentiments an hour after President Trump's campaign announced that he was safe following gunfire transpiring in his vicinity. "President Trump is safe following gunshots in his vicinity," Trump campaign communications director Stephen Cheung said in a statement. "No further details at this time." The gunshots were reportedly fired while Trump was at Trump National Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida, where he was golfing on Sunday. Donald Trump Jr. later announced that a suspect has been apprehended and an AK-47 rifle was found in the bushes at Trump National, citing law enforcement officials. Again, folks. Shots fired at Trump golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, Trump Jr. said. An AK-47 was discovered in the bushes, per local law enforcement. The Trump campaign has released a statement confirming former President Trump is safe. "A suspect has reportedly been apprehended," Trump Jr. added. Shortly after that, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, confirmed that the agency is now investigating what it believes is the second assassination attempt on Trump's life. The FBI has responded to West Palm Beach, Florida, and is investigating what appears to be an attempted assassination of former President Trump, the FBI said. Notably, the first assassination attempt against the 45th president was on July 13, while he was delivering remarks at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Trump was shot in the ear and narrowly avoided death, as he so happened to turn his head to look at a chart that had been displayed the moment would-be presidential assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks opened fire. The assassination attempt, however, resulted in the death of former fire chief Corey Comprator, and severely injured two other rally-goers, David Dutch and James Kippenhaver. The U.S. Secret Service has faced heavy backlash in response to the July 13 assassination attempt, with Director Kimberly Cheadle resigning 10 days later after a scathing congressional hearing in which she was unable or unwilling to answer many key questions from lawmakers on the agency's failure to protect President Trump. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.